78-year-old Richard Stowe has a mechanical pump inside his chest that keeps blood flowing throughout his body. The only evidence is a battery pack and a power line on his side.
The two batteries are feeding power to the controller and into my chest. There is no feeling. It just feels very normal, like I never had a pump.
Stowe is at the forefront of a revolution in the way heart patients are being cared for.
This is the HeartMate 2.
Dr. Leslie Miller at Washington Hospital Center is involved in clinical trials of heart pumps, including this one that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved as a device that can permanently replace the heart for patients who are too old to be considered for a heart transplant.
Heart failure really begins to increase over the age of 60, where the options for heart transplantation diminish. And so this is going to be a major therapeutic option for a great many patients in the future.
Heart pumps were initially considered a stopgap measure until a donor heart became available. But the newest pumps are small. They're attached directly to the heart and connected to a battery outside the body.
These cables would hook up. And this would power. So this would sit on your belt. So it would sit like this, and then there'd be batteries that you could either put in a fanny pack or, you know, there are all kinds of jackets you wear to support the batteries.
In cases of severe heart disease, only 8% of patients can survive 2 years. But in a study involving the HeartMate 2 pump, 58% of patients survived that long. Stowe recalls how little he could do before getting a heart pump.
Very debilitating. 25, 30 feet at maximum would be the distance I could walk without needing a rest.
Changing people from a very limited functional capacity is one of the greatest parts of this technology.
Heart pumps are not just for the elderly. They're being used by teenagers and even babies whose hearts have been damaged by viruses. Researchers are now looking at these mechanical pumps as a way to let the heart rest and recover. As for cost, Dr. Miller says patients with a heart pump spend less time in a hospital and have lower hospital costs than patients with severe heart disease. Carol Pearson, VOA News.